Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Sheni, Parshas Va'era. Ela Rashi Beis Avosam, B'nei Ruvin Bechor Yisrael Chanuch, who follow Chetzer V'Charmi, Ve'ela Mishpachos Ruvin. These are the heads of the houses of their fathers. Ruvin, firstborn of Israel, Chanuch, follow Chetzer V'Charmi. These are the families of the heads of Ruvin. Rashi is dealing with why we only have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and the rest of the tribes are not discussed over here in this recounting of the family. And he explains that since we're going to speak about Levi, we have to count through the other brothers to get to Levi. And in the Psikta Rabasi, also since Yaakov gave them some Musar, in Parshas Vayechi, we're going to go see how each one of them was blessed and see how they were a chashuv in their own rights as well. V'nei Shimon, Yemuel, V'yamin, V'ohad, V'yachin, V'tzochar, V'sha'ul, ben Akananis, Ela Mishpachos, Shimon. This was Shimon's family. Yemuel, Yamin, Ohad, Yachin, Tzochar, Sha'ul, son of the Kananis. This was the family of Shimon. Ve'ele Shemos b'nei Levi l'soldosam Gershon u'kahas Merari Shnei Chai Levi Sheva u'shloshim u'mashana. These are the names of the children of Levi in accordance with their generations. Gershon, Kahas, Merari, and the life of Levi was 137 years. Rashi asks, why are we counting the years of Levi's life over here? Didn't do it for anyone else. And it's to tell you that so long as any of the Shvatim were alive, there was no Shibud. There was no slavery. Children of Gershon are Livni and Shimi in accordance with their families. The children of Kahas are Amram, Yitzhar, Chevron, and Uziel, and Kahas lived to be 133 years old. Why are we dealing with the years of the life of Kahas now, and the years of the life of Amram? Rashi says this because this establishes the 400 years that are spoken about during the Bris Ben Abisarim, because Kahas lives 133 years, Amram is 137, Moshe is 80 up until this time, and that brings us to the total of 350, which then we can go back since Yitzchak, we're counting the years of exile from the time of Yitzchak, not just from the descent to Mitzrayim, and of course Kehas was in those who descended to Mitzrayim. So the reason why we're bringing up all these totals is to show how we can get to 400 years, even though from the time that Yaakov goes down, it's only 210. So that's why we're learning about the years of Kehas right over here to help to establish our timeline. V'nei Merari, Machli, Umushi, Ela, Mishpachos, HaLevi, L'Soldosam. And the children of Merari are Machli, Umushi, and this concludes our retelling of the children of Levi. Now let's go focus back in on Amram. Vayikach Amram es Yocheve Duda Solo Le'isha, V'telid Lo es Aaron es Moshe, Shnei Chai Amram, Sheva U'shloshim U'me'as Shana. Focusing in on our heroes over here, Amram takes Yocheved, his aunt, to be his wife, and she gives birth to Aaron and Moshe, and Amram lived to 137 years. Rashi spells out that Yocheved being his aunt because she was the daughter of Levi, and Amram's father is Kehas, who was the son of Levi, making this his aunt. V'nei Yitzhar Korach v'Nefeg v'Zichri. And the children of Yitzhar are Korach, Nefeg, and Zichri. A little bit of a foreshadowing over here who Korach is and how he's going to be making trouble in Sefer Bamidbar. V'nei Uziel, Mishael, Ve'Altsafan, V'Sisri. And the children of Uziel are Mishael, Altsafan, and Sisri. V'ikach Aaron, Esel Yisheva, Bas Aminadav, Achos Nachshon, Lo Isha, V'Teled Lo Es Nadav, Es Avihu, Ves Elazar, Ves Isamar. And Aaron marries Elisheva, daughter of Aminadav, sister of Nachshon, famous that Nachshon, who's going to jump into the water first, is the prince of the tribe of Yehuda, as a wife, and she gives birth to Nadav, Avihu, Elazar, and Isamar. Rashi says, therefore, we learn that when a person's going to get married, you should look for the good attributes of their brother-in-law as well, not just their wife. V'nei Korach, Asir, Velkana, ve'av Yasof ela mishpachos hakarchi. Ve'lazar ben Aaron lakach mi benos putia lo le'isha ve'telelo es Pinchas ela rashi avos ha'levim le'mishpachosam. Elazar, son of Aaron, took one of the daughters of Putiel, who parenthetically is Yisrael, as a wife, and she gave birth to Pinchas, who, foreshadowing, is not officially made a Kohen until Parshas Pinchas, because he was born before the Kuhuna was given to the descendants of Elazar. So as a result, he was not within the grandfather clause, if you would. But in Parshas Pinchas, he is awarded Kuhuna as well. Hu Aaron Moshe, Asher Amar Hashem Lahem, Hotziu es Bnei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Al Tzivosam. These are Aaron and Moshe, who Hashem commanded them to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim in their masses. Rashi says that when it says Hu Aaron v'Moshe, it's a funny expression, what's going on over here? It means this is Aaron and Moshe, who are referred to several psukim up when we're talking about the children of Amram. Number one. Number two, why is it that here it's Aaron and Moshe, normally it's Moshe and Aaron, is to show you that both of them were of equal stature. Finally, number three, Rashi asks, why is it that we're using this word and that their masses, Rashi says, that the hosts, masses, like armies, and Rashi explains that this means each one in accordance with their shvat and with their tribes. Hem ha-medabrim el-paro melech mitzrayim lo-hotzias b'nei Yisrael mi-mitzrayim hu Moshe v'Aaron. They are the ones who are speaking to Paro, king of Mitzrayim, to take out b'nei Yisrael from Mitzrayim. They are Moshe and Aaron. Rashi says, what does it mean? They are the ones who spoke, meaning that they were the ones who were commanded, and they are the ones who performed the commandment. Why are we saying Moshe and Aaron again? We just said Aaron and Moshe, proving a point over here. Rather, that they are on their mission, and they are in their righteousness from the beginning to end, Rashi says. This is a different thing which we're learning from the positioning of the names of Moshe and Aaron. Vayhi b'yom diber Hashem el Moshe be'eretz Mitzrayim. And it was on the day when Hashem spoke to Moshe in the land of Mitzrayim. Rashi explains that this is speaking of a little bit of a cliffhanger till tomorrow's Aliyah of what's going to happen next.